Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Welcome back to another episode of the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, the VIP. I'm the host, Rick Fox, and today's is one of those days that I enjoy because I get to rant. I get to insure rant about topics that I think are incredibly, incredibly important in what we're doing in our industry today. And this one came up. We were having a meeting and we were talking about ideas, and it was like three or four people. It was an agency owner, actually two that I talked to at a conference. And then what sort of solidified it was I was talking to one of our sales people at Vertafore, and they said, "Hey, I've been talking to a lot of agencies that are really suffering through growing pains, and they're trying to figure, when do we hire? When do we grow? How do I market? All of these things." And so I thought, what a great topic for a rant. Having been an agency owner, having started as a one-man shop, growing and hiring a few people, and then starting to acquire other agencies, which changed, you know, changed from one employee to, you know, 20, 30, 30 plus, 40, up in those ranges where it's a completely different animal. And where that starts is with just your thought process and what you're trying to do. So, okay. Start off by just saying this. I have to say this. Growing pains as the topic. I made a joke in one of our pre-meetings about Kirk Cameron. For those of you out there who don't know, I'm sure you do. But if you don't, those of you out there that don't know, Kirk Cameron was the main character in a TV show called Growing Pains. And guess what? Dylan, who's my producer on the show, had never heard of Kirk Cameron. So I was like, man, I am really old. Or Dylan is just locked in a cave somewhere. Right, Dylan? Don't worry. Don't answer. Don't. You're on mute. It's fine. My point being, Growing Pains, TV show, topic of today's rant, Growing Pains. Let's start with just talking about agencies and when this comes up, or how it's kind of part of the mentality of change. And what do we do? How do we grow? When do we hire? And this is tough. I mean, this is the tough part of it. A lot of you out there that are agency principals or producers that either have your own agency or work in an agency, that's what you do. You sell insurance. You're a producer. You handle insurance business. And growing an agency, or even growing your book, it takes a strategy. It takes a plan. So what to do? Okay, well, let's start with, what are your goals? Okay, so let me back up. Now, all of you probably, hopefully, if you haven't, go back and find the rant that we did. I think it was the Halloween rant last year on planning for 2020. So planning can be obviously best suited to do before the year starts. But planning can happen at any day. And if you're at that point, if you're listening to this, I'm guessing you thought, well, this is probably going to be interesting because, one, Rick always says something interesting. And secondly, we're at that phase. We're at the point where my staff's either overworked or we've got a lot of new business. Do I bring in another producer? And you're asking all these questions. Those are the perfect questions. You want to be figuring out what your next step is. That comes with planning. So planning is... Let me go through this a little bit. All right, so make a plan. And the plan is, we want to be X size by X date. That's an easy way to do it, okay? Then you start figuring out from there. That could be the plan. Like, you don't even have to fill it in other than say, okay, we currently are a $700,000 agency. And in the next 2 years, and that's revenue. In the next 2 years, I want to be a $1 million agency. I want this agency to sing. I want it to get... to grow. And so how do we do that? Okay. So you start with a plan, even a broad stroke of a plan, and then you start digging in. So the first thing is, what is your growth strategy? Growing pains means growth. What is your strategy? All right. So do you have a retention strategy? And that can be so many different things. And we've talked about some of those on other podcasts, but really locking in on retention, to me, is where you change the entire vibe of how you grow. Because if you can bring your retention up a few points, that's less new business you have to hit every year to hit your goals. So come up with a retention strategy. And that could be, let me give you a couple examples. Example one, how is our customer service? Have I talked to my customers to see if their experience they're getting with us is what they expect? Number two, what value are we adding? You've heard me say these things a million times, but what value are we adding for our customers who to build loyalty to help? Because the growth, if you want to really grow, you need your existing customers to be telling their friends who are telling their friends, who then are telling their friends, to talk to you about getting insurance, to email you, to go to your website. So really locking in on a strategy for retention, which should also be a marketing strategy, because your easiest sales are to customers you already have. All right, that's one, retention strategy. What is your plan for new business? And let me give a couple of options. Are you currently just a generalist? Are you just personal lines? You could go to commercial. Are you just commercial lines? You could add some high net worth individual personal lines. What is your plan? Are you niche marketing? Do you have a niche that you're going after? Do a little bit of do a little research on your book of business. Is there something you have a lot of? We have 14 flower shops. We're pretty good at flower shops. Make it a niche, make it a marketing plan, make it a strategy. That's how you grow. So, and then, is it time for me to hire a producer? That's part of the growing pain here. And then if I hire a producer, what kind of a play am I going to make with them? What plan do I set in force as far as ownership of their book, as far as when they hit certain benchmarks, certain key points, do they make more money? That's how you get producers excited about what they're doing. And then, of course, the real fast way to growth is acquisition. Is that part of your growth strategy? Is that part of your new business plan, is to bring in producers, bring in acquisition opportunities? And those are all go back to the first thing, which is, what is my plan? All right. And then here's kind of the element that I think we kind of lose sight of. It's easy math. And anybody who's listened to most of the podcasts at one point or another has heard me say the phrase revenue per employee. All right, let's look at your agency. You have 6 employees and you do $600,000 in revenue. That means that they're doing $100,000 revenue per employee. It's a simple math. Revenue divided by employees equals revenue per employee. Go to the Big I, find the study, the survey they did, or the study they did on what an agency of your size should be doing for revenue per employee, and then see if you're below that or above that. That should help you determine a few things. Okay, we're in growth mode. Everybody in my office is overworked. Is it time to hire? Well, what's your revenue per employee? And after that, if we're below that, I've got to be more efficient and I've got to get my retention numbers. There's so many different ways. Again, it all goes back to how do we plan to grow? And then growth strategy, retention strategy, and new business plan. All of those can be, that plan can start to take life if you use the simple revenue per employee model. Use the model, figure out where you're at. I've said this before, but if you're struggling with any of this and you just need someone to talk to, I've been there. I was the one person shop in a 180 square foot office that inevitably ended up being in a 5,000 square foot office because we kept growing and we kept changing. So one more time. Outline your plan and then fill it in with your plans to grow, which means how do I retain, how do I get new business, and how do I leverage my revenue per employee numbers to make decisions. And so the hiring, growing pains mean not only is the agency growing, the headcount is growing. Who are you hiring? Are you hiring a CSR? Are you hiring a producer? Are you bringing someone in as a partner? Are you making an acquisition? And what does that mean? So there's different stages to this entire thing. So let me kind of go through and make quick kind of, helpful hints on each one. So you're a one man shop, one woman shop right now. When is it time to hire? Well, the first way is to look at two things. Number one, like we've already said, revenue per employee. So what is how much revenue are you handling on your own? And then the second piece is, if I hire somebody, what does that do to my bottom line? Because your bottom line is how much money you make. You have a family to support. You've got to find the right time, which is going to hurt a little to bring somebody on, but man, does it open up some doors. When I was a one-man shop and I was doing everything, handling claims, handling the day-to-day endorsements, certificates, everything. Once I got that new person that I hired to come work with me, it opened up my world to go back to what I was really good at, which was producing new business. So it might feel, and this is true at any level. I have three employees. I don't want to hire a fourth because it's too expensive. No. If you have a growth plan and that growth plan includes new business, which I'm hoping it does, you need to be able to grow. And if you are that producer or your other producers in your office are buried in the day-to-day, it's time to hire. That's a telltale sign that it's time to hire. If you are feeling like you're not giving good service, that you're not giving good, especially claim service, and you're not able to give new business opportunities everything that they require, it's time to hire. Those are easy ways. And that's true at any level, but that's really true as you're growing from that one person, two person shop, going to the next level. LinkedIn, again, Rick Fox, come find me, ask me questions. I have helped so many agencies take that next step, go to the next level. How do I acquire business? How do I make an acquisition? More than happy to help you out there. I think I've made it pretty clear at this point that I love this industry and I am just a huge advocate for the independent channel and I want to see agencies succeed. So as you're going through these pains of growing and you just have a question, ping me. Now what I'll ask for you for that question, it's not exactly free. I need you to go subscribe to the podcast. I need you to rate and review us on Apple. Do those things. That's the solid you'll do for me. But then seriously, just bang away with questions. All right, next thing is a mid-size agency. This is where it gets interesting because you've got to have managers and you've got to have, you know, the ownership level that's bought into growth. Again, this all ties back to what is my strategy? How am I retaining? How am I go getting new business? And what is my revenue per employee? But talk about an agency that's got 12 employees and you're busting at the seams. You're at, let's just even say you're at $2.4 million for an easy round number in revenue. And you've got 12 employees. That's $200,000 revenue per employee. If you're functioning efficiently, then you are rocking it. If you're not, and people are overworked and overburdened, it's time to grow. It's time to add bodies. It's time to add another producer. It's time to go for it. A lot of us get very comfortable. I've made the joke, and I'm allowed to make this joke having been an agency owner, but a lot of agency principals look at this as a lifestyle business. I can work a little in the morning, can talk to my buddies who are my clients. I can golf with them 3 days a week. And I'm still going to do pretty well. If that's your plan, you probably aren't feeling growing pains. You're probably just feeling pains of not being engaged with your business. The other side to that is the agency owner, agency principal, producers, whoever that is looking, you know, that dare to be great, going for it. Sometimes it hurts. And the pain comes not only in the growth and adding new bodies and hiring and all of those things, but it comes in what it does to your bottom line when you might overextend a headcount to make sure that your current base of customers is getting serviced the way they demand to be serviced today. And that goes back to your retention strategy, making sure that the service is at the top, because they can go get service elsewhere. And if you're not giving it, they're going to go find it. All right. So that's kind of the mid-size quandary. And then you go to large agencies where how did you get there? So as my agency grew, it was all of these steps and there were falls and road bumps and brick walls that we ran into along the way. But finding the right management core, people that can run teams in your organization is key. Staying with them and getting buy-in down all the way through the management team to the staff, man, that changes everything. That's how agencies grow the right way. So growing pains are, they're there. They're real. They're true. It's exactly what it says, other than being a TV show that Dylan never heard of the main character of. But it is real. It is something that happens. If you're a large agency, have you made an acquisition strategy? Now you're adding a different strategy. I want to go buy other agencies. When I was a small agency, decided I'm going to go out and I'm going to grow my book, not only organically through new business, but I'm going to really grow it through acquisition and making a plan. Now here's where that becomes painful. Sometimes you have to overpay for those books of business because, well, you just have to, because they're going to get that money from somebody else. And if you want the business, but I can tell you in most cases, that don't quote me on this and don't hold me to it, but in most cases, overpaying still ends up being worth it. But here's where the pain comes. The pain comes in the culture. So you add another agency and you maybe even bring them into your physical location, and that's headcount. That's different. They've been doing things differently. They're on a different management system. They have a different morning time that everybody gets. So you have to, acquisition is hard. It's not just, oh, I got a deal and now we've got all that business. And then you've got to mold that into the way you do your business. If you have a clean, crisp plan with a strategy for retention, new business, and you know what your revenue per employee is, and you know when it's time to hire, man, that's the sauce right there. That's how you really take advantage of growing. So I want to say this. Overall, growing pains they're normal. It's part of the gig. We work in an industry that is constantly changing, but if you're doing it right, you are constantly growing. It is very normal to feel those pains. They are disruptive because, like I said, it could be culture, it could be hiring, it could be new producers with a different style. It is your responsibility, agency owners listening in, to be in charge of all of that. You handle the plan, you trickle that down to your entire organization and get buy-in, and then you stay on it. You stay right there. If you do that, you can make it through any growing pains. And the cool thing about this is, the good news is that if I'm saying pains, but it is started with growing, that means you're growing. There's a lot of other pains that are way worse. It's funny, my son, who's a freshman in high school and is almost 6'2 now, his knees are hurting. And he doesn't like it because he's a basketball player. But you know what he likes? Those are pains from his body growing. He's still growing. So he'll deal with a little pain here and there for that growth. And in that case, he means getting taller because he's a basketball player. So growing pains are really a real thing. They are awesome because it means you're growing. But here's, like I said, I just want to repeat it and then wrap this thing up. This is my rant today. Embrace growing. Embrace change. Embrace the things that come along with that. Have a plan. Build a strategy. That strategy has minimum of two components, which is retention and new business strategies. And use as simple as this, use revenue per employee as your benchmark for how your agency is doing, not only from just a day-to-day efficiency situation. And if your revenue per employee is low, that means you need to start using technology to get more efficient. Send me a note on LinkedIn. I'd be more than happy to have a conversation with you about this. We have a lot of listeners now. So here's what I'll ask. If you want to talk about it, more than happy to do it. But then I have the right to call you and make sure you're following through on the stuff that we talked about. Fair? Okay. So that's my rant for today. As always, if I don't say this, Dylan's going to kill me. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast. Make sure to follow me on LinkedIn. And every Thursday, we put up a new podcast. It's an Insure Rant 1 week, a great interview the following. I will share that. Do me this solid and share my post with your universe. We are doing incredible numbers on this podcast. The ratings have been great on Apple. Thank you so much for the notes that everybody is sending me and telling me that they like it and things we can do, guests we can have. But stay tuned. We'll just keep ranting. We'll keep raving. We'll just keep doing this thing. So we'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast. And tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertafore.com, under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at Vertifor.